Well, Whose Crisis, Whose Future is the title, and I wish that they put crisis in the plural, because it's whose crises. It really is a combination of many crises which are coming together and melding and making a kind of systemic or universal or complete integral crisis, whatever you want to call it. That's the reason that I talk about not just the financial crisis, which has moved the others more or less off the front pages, but also the crisis of poverty and inequality, which has been growing for 30 years, in spite of the success of a country like China to bring many people out of poverty. Even there, the inequalities are growing, and that poses other problems. Then there is the ongoing crisis of hunger, and to show how that's integrated, I explained how, why did food prices go up? Why did they double or triple in 2008? Well, because speculators on the financial markets were withdrawing from the subprime market and putting huge amounts of money, 30 times more than that exchange had ever seen, into wheat, soya, corn, rice, food commodities. In one day, they drove up the price of wheat by 31%. And because the U.S. export price is the price in many places in the world, there were food riots in 30 different countries. It was the first time in history there had been a universal kind of food riot. Usually famines and hunger and so on are localized. But here you had people suddenly unable, simply because the price had doubled or tripled, to buy their basic staples. So that is integrated. There's also a crisis of water, which I discuss. And then instead of doing climate, which is, I think, deeply, deeply dangerous, I thought that, no, that's wrong. I said to myself, you've been putting a chapter about climate in every book you've done for the last 10 or 15 years. It's time to stop doing separate chapters. You've got to put this everywhere. So I tried to put the environment more or less everywhere, but I do devote a chapter to it mostly from the point of view of the conflicts that this is going to create, because this is an under-discussed aspect of climate change. Climate refugees, the uncovering of new resources over which there will be war, as in the Arctic, which is now going to be passable 3, 4, or 5 months of the year. This kind of thing, what water shortages do to conflicts, how this can kill a great many people, and for which our countries in Europe and in the U.S. are simply not preparing. And there are going to be millions of people who simply can no longer live where they are, and they will be people from the South. So what are we going to do? Line up the machine guns and shoot them at the border? There aren't any plans.